I just received my most recent edition of Top Sales World. It's an amazing publication. It's free. You should get it. TopSalesWorld.com. One of the featured articles there was by our guest today, Meredith Elliott Powell. I wasn't surprised. Meredith is absolutely everywhere. I met her in 1998 when she was a retail banker in the Hendersonville market of First Citizens Bank. Jeff Ward, one of the great sales managers of all time, was a regional manager at the time, and he said, "I got this amazing young woman that you absolutely have to meet with boundless energy." Boy, was he right. A lot of water has gone under that bridge in the past 20 years, and certainly lots has changed in banking. And while Meredith has moved on from our industry and is now a world-renowned, world-class speaker, that energy that I met in 1998 has certainly never changed. Meredith was voted one of the top 15 business growth experts to watch by Currency Fair. She has a great background as an author, a great public speaker, and a tremendous business strategist. She's written 4 books, including Winning in the Trust and Value Economy, as well as others. And she's regularly featured not only in Top Sales World, but in Forbes, Fast Company, Inc., Investment News, and The American Banker. And she was out recently giving a keynote speech, but took a break, and we're glad she did. Meredith, welcome to 10 Minutes With.
Jack, it is really exciting to be talking to you again about what I think is one of my favorite subjects, and that is what are the strategies, what are the things that financial institutions need to be doing to put women in leadership positions? And I want to talk for the next 10 minutes a little bit about what some male leaders have, their responsibility, and some things that they can do. But I think I want to talk more importantly on what we as women can do to put ourselves in position of authority when it comes to our role in financial institutions. And you know, we have all heard the statistics. I mean, those organizations, those companies that have women in leadership positions on their board of directors, they outperform those that have less or none. I mean, women in leadership positions, it's very powerful. It's good for a company. I mean, they outperform them in terms of return on sales, return on equity. And in addition, we are moving into an economy where women are seriously moving into the position of control. I mean, research tells us that women make at least 80% of the buying decisions. 80%. And I think in healthcare, that moves up to something like 90%. So what that means for financial institutions today, for banks, is that you have got to be more female friendly, not only in promoting women through the ranks, but also on making your organizations more friendly, more appealing to women. So I thought maybe today in this 10 minutes, we talk a little bit about what are some of the things that financial institutions can do, but also what are some of the things that that women can do to put themselves in a position and really ready to be moving up the ranks in a financial world. But I want to start by really emphasizing and pushing and explaining the economic power of women as it sits in our society today. I mean, here's just a couple of fun statistics. Women-owned businesses employ 19.1 million people and are responsible for over $2.5 trillion in sales. Women-owned businesses are growing at 2 times the national rate. And women are due to inherit 70% of the $41 trillion in intergenerational wealth. 70% of the money that's going to pass down in the next generations, 70% of that is going to go to women. 4 in 10 are the primary breadwinners in their home, and that's rapidly moving to 5 out of 10. And the women's market offers more opportunity than India and China combined. So again, for financial institutions, if we're looking at the future, we're really looking for women to be in a serious position of economic power. And if you want to take advantage of that, and if you own a bank, you do want to take advantage of that. What you want to make sure is that you put women in leadership positions, but you do that One, so that you are a female-friendly organization, but also because we have moved into a time when the skills that come natural to women are really what you need for your organization to grow. Now, Jack, I've been talking a lot, so I want to take a break here and see, before I jump into anything else, if you have any questions.
Yeah, one of the things that that's interesting about this topic is, and I agree with you, I think more and more women are becoming prominent in their in their role. There was a recent program on 60 Minutes, and the CEO of Salesforce talked about, and his head of human resources talked about the pay disparity and the the promotion disparity in the tech world. It was primarily tech, but I'm sure we're seeing it all over. Meredith, you're around the country all the time talking to bankers. What are you seeing in terms of both pay disparity and promotion disparity in banking? And what are some of the changes in a positive way that you've seen over the last few years?
What a great question. First of all, you know, it doesn't matter what market I'm in. You're right. I travel all over the country working in finance, whether that be banks, whether that be insurance, whether that be financial advisors. And I see the same thing. I see the same thing, that the leadership is heavily male and the worker bees are heavily female. It's just, I see that quite a bit. At the same time, I am seeing more more programs, more targeted efforts to really reach out to women and really trying to put things in place to help them climb the ladder and to help them be successful. I feel like the financial services industry is aware of the problem, is perplexed by the problem, and is trying to do what they can in order to change the statistics. And I do see more female seen in strong leadership positions. You know, when I was coming up through the ranks, it was really human resources and marketing that if a position was going to be led by a woman, it would be one of those. Now I'm seeing women in leading IT. I'm seeing women CFOs. I'm seeing the change in that, and I'm seeing more targeted efforts to try to change those statistics. But I think there are some things that that organizations need to do to move beyond that. And I think there's a few strategies they can put in place that would make that even that would make their efforts even more pointed and stronger. You know, I've got a slide in front of you of what I call the new sales funnel, and it looks like an hourglass. It doesn't look like a sales funnel, and I think it's important. It's an important slide, and it's an important thing to think about, because it's how we attract customers today. This is a world, and this is an economy where we are not in control. Hate to be the one to break it to you, but there are other banks out there. I don't have to do business with you. And so you've got to understand, you can't push people to do business with you anymore. You've got to attract people to you. And that's the top of that funnel. You're attracting people to you, your customers. And then when they buy from you, they slip into the neck of that funnel. They're giving you that one shot. And that's when everybody in your organization needs to create such an amazing experience. They slip into the bottom of that funnel. And once they slip into the bottom of that funnel, they know you, they like you, and they trust you, and they expect to be nurtured, and they expect to be taken care of. When you think about that sales funnel, you ought to think of the natural skills of the female professional. We're all about slowing down and investing in other people and attracting them to us. And when somebody gives us a shot at business, we're going to dot our I's and cross our T's and make sure it's an amazing experience. And nobody's better at nurturing and caring for an existing client relationship than women. So the skills that we naturally have are skills that need to be married to the skills that are already in a financial institution. So it is in everybody's best interest that we bring the female perspective into the growth strategy of a financial institution. And if you want to do that in your organization, you need to first prioritize it and commit to it. You, as the leader, as the CEO, this isn't something that needs to be human resources or the marketing department. It needs to be sitting in the boardroom with the board of directors and the leader and say, we are making a conscious effort this year to really change and really make sure that we do more to attract more female clients, and then more to that we do more to get to promote those qualified females that we have, you know, that we have in our ranks. And then another thing that I think is so important is stop trying to create a strategy for women to succeed without including women in the organization of that. If you want women to succeed in your organization, ask them to be part of the task force to create the plan. And I say this because when I was moving up through the ranks of banking, I had so many male mentors. Men opened doors for me like there was no tomorrow. I would not be where I am today. However, their path had to be different than mine. I couldn't do necessarily the same things they did. As a single female, I couldn't ask a group of men to go play golf. I couldn't go into the men's room at the club where most of the business was being done. Other women that I worked for had children, so doing things after 5 o'clock wasn't an option for them. So there are women that have shattered that glass ceiling, that have gotten in to the leadership circles, and they're the perfect people to ask to help create the strategy of how you're going to integrate more females and help them really break through the ranks.
You know, this funnel is really great, and I kind of think of it as sort of a bifurcated funnel in some ways, and so the one part of the bifurcation is exactly what you talked about, which is that the whole idea of getting more women business owners involved, getting more women in banking involved in the process. So two part question, one that has to do with business and one has to do with employees. That's the bifurcation here. There used to be a good number of banks who would focus on women in business. They would have colloquiums. They would have special rooms for women. They would do targeted marketing to women. And you gave statistics very early on that said they should be doing that. I know KeyBank has done
yes.
a goodly amount. But Meredith, in your travels, what are community banks doing around that? And then I want to, once you answer that question, I want to shift and go over to the hiring practices of females, because I think you bring up an interesting point about women in different positions. I'm seeing more women in chief credit officer positions, and we'll talk about that. But what about some targeting women, marketing to women, selling directly to women? The economic impact is amazing.
Yeah, and you know, I don't see it very often. And for those banks that are doing it, I think, wow, you are smart and you have a massive competitive advantage. I have done in the past year, and I've got three more scheduled for 2018, I am actually doing a community event for a few regional, small community, as well as one is a regional financial institution, where we basically are doing, they are having a day focused on the female client, and they're doing it at a very beautiful club. They have things that they're, you know, having somebody in there to talk about women in investment, somebody in there to talk about women in business, and then having me come in and do a keynote on what women can do in order to up their game. And that is 100% targeted at the female client, both the ones that they have existing in their organization, but more they're using it as a way to target and bring more clients into the fold. What I love about it is they definitely have a few female bankers involved with it, but the men aren't running from it. In fact, they're running to it and want to be, you know, and want to be a part of it. I do see that a lot of community banks, some are doing things like partnering with their local chamber of commerce to put on some type of an event targeted at women, in which they will sponsor it and, you know, and do a piece out of it. But I think if a financial institution, and this isn't what I've seen, but would really make an all-out effort to brand something targeted towards the female client, I think they would do exceptionally well.
Yeah, I agree. And then what about this hiring thing, Meredith? What changes are you seeing in terms of banks trying to hire for upper-level positions and targeting women as someone who could really help in a credit, or you mentioned IT, or other kinds of positions.
Yeah, I think that I'm gonna answer that in two pieces. One is, when I am working with upper level management, whether it be smaller banks or whether it be larger banks, I am seeing a very, very targeted effort to realize that they have got to shake up their leadership team, want to put not only women, but truly looking for minorities. They're doing a much better job of trying to be reflective of their customer base, which I think is so important. I mean, you don't promote women to promote women. You don't promote minorities to promote minorities. You promote them, one, because they're qualified, but two, if you're gonna try to grow your organization with a diverse customer base, you need to look like your customer base, and you need to make sure your customer base is presented in those executive leadership teams. So I see a very targeted effort to do that. The thing I'm not seeing, and the thing that I would advise, is there's not a targeted effort to retain them. There's not a targeted effort to say, what are we doing after we promote them, after we bring them on board? What are we doing to ensure that they are successful? And, you know, if you are the odd man out, and again, I can speak to this, and I want to say there's nothing derogatory about this. I have never worked with anybody who didn't 100% want me to succeed. But the problem was, when I was the only female sitting around that table, it's odd. You feel strange. You feel like odd man out. And sometimes things are happening that you're just not privy to, and it's not your world, and some things aren't working for you, and it can be uncomfortable. And for a successful executive that doesn't have to go through a painful transition, if you want them to stay, you've got to do things to make sure that their voice is heard, that they feel comfortable and accepted, and that they have a way to integrate their different viewpoint into what you're already doing.
You know, I met you 25 years ago, and I don't know if you remember the story, but we did some work together at First Citizens in North Carolina. I met you, and when I met Jeff Ward, he said, "You got to meet this woman. She's amazing." And I said to you, not too long into our relationship, "You're not a banker, you're a consultant, and you've become very, very successful." Back then, the internet wasn't even available, or certainly wasn't as strong as it is today. We didn't have blogs and podcasts and things like that. And so now women like my daughter, who's in her 30s and doing great in New York, has tons and tons and tons of resources, whether it be women's networking groups or blogs or things like that. If there's a female listening out there, a young banker who says, "You know what, I'm inspired by Meredith," and who wouldn't be, but what would you tell that young female banker? Where could she go to find resources to help her improve her leadership skills and start to get at it if she wants to move up the ranks?
Yeah, I'm going to give advice that I really wish that somebody had given me. But if I were sitting out there as a young female banker right now, the very first thing that I would do would be to observe. I would really look around me, not only in your own financial institution, but outside of your financial institution, and identify who those women leaders are that you admire. Not only women leaders, but leaders in general, but you need to have some women in your fold. And then I would reach out and I would ask for advice. I would make that a strategy over the next year to once a week, once a month, reach out. You will be surprised who will respond to you, and you will be surprised with the wisdom that they will give you. There is nothing like talking to somebody who has already gone through what you're experiencing to turn around and to give you advice on that. Beyond that, I would say that I do think that you need to read blogs, watch videos. The internet is an unbelievable, is an unbelievable resource and advantage to help you get the information that you want and that you need. But I would also say, you need to educate yourself on the industry. You need to be reading, the Wall Street Journal, whatever it is that you read, in the morning. You need to stay up on your, American Banker magazines. You need to be as well versed so that you can ask intelligent questions, so that you know your industry, so that you understand your changes. Because the last thing that you need to do is you need to learn to find your voice. You've got to be clear about what you want, and you need to learn to have the guts to ask for it.
That's a great point. And from a mentorship standpoint, I'm showing your slide now about your contact information and female bankers and male bankers. Meredith is very accessible, and she's got a wealth of knowledge. I would also tell you, we've had Meredith speak at a couple of things that we've sponsored, and she just brings the house down. So if you do want a speaker that would be amazing and very practical at the same time, Meredith is great. So I have one more question for you.
Sure.
So we and I know you're going on stage in a couple. We've talked a lot about women, and we've kind of touched the surfaces of men, and that men don't need to shy away from going to women's events that the bank sponsors. In fact, they need to be participative. So as a male that's listening to this program, what can I do? What can I do to help this situation? How can I be a part of bringing women into more leadership roles and into more prominence?
The number one thing you can do is to be a mentor yourself, to look around you and look at the talented females that sit within your organization and ask them what you can do to help them be successful. If they don't have an answer to that question, just ask them, what challenges are you having? What would you like to do in the future? And just listen to them answer that, and you're going to find ways to open doors and create opportunities. The other thing that I would do if I was a male banker that would both help females but would also help you incredibly is the growth in business and the growth and in wealth is going to be sitting with women. And you need to be talking to the women around you and asking, what do I need to do to get involved in the female market? What do I need to be doing to be attracting female clients? And how could we work together to get there? And then the last thing I'm going to say is that understand, I'm a big believer that men and women are equal, but we're different. And the skills and the talents that I bring to the table are different than the ones that you bring as a man. And together, we're amazing. I learned from men to be aggressive, to ask for what I want, and to just go for my goals. But I feel like men have learned from me to be nurturing, to inclusive, and to bring the whole team along, and to think broader than the task at hand. So to be mindful that you're reaching out to help somebody, but look out, because you're about to expand your skill base, which is going to be very advantageous for you down the road.
Well, Meredith, you brighten my day every time we talk, and I'm glad you're doing so well. Your advice is just absolutely awesome, as always. Thanks for being with us today, Meredith. I appreciate it so much.
I loved it. Thank you, Jack.
If you have an all-bank meeting coming up, if you have a regional meeting that you're putting on, or if you just want some one-on-one time with an amazingly bright and talented and experienced person, seek out Meredith Elliott Powell. You will absolutely be glad you did. Thanks for sharing 10 minutes of your expertise with us, Meredith. And you all be sure to take a listen to all of the other great 10 Minutes With programs. We're creating quite an archive of these things, and they're very, very popular. This is Jack Hubbard. Make it a great client and a great conversation day.